Pope Benedict XVI has arrived in Vigevano in northern Italy. While there, he'll make a pastoral visit to the faithful of the diocese and celebrate Mass with the bishop and priests. Then the Holy Father will head via helicopter to the nearby city of Pavia and the tomb of St. Augustine. Chris Altieri reports.
As the prior general of the Augustinian order, Father Robert Prevost, explains, there is a decidedly Augustinian theme to the Holy Father's visits.
Shortly after the Pope's election, we sent a letter to him. It was written by myself and co-signed by the Bishop of Pavia, inviting him to come to our church in Pavia to visit the tomb of St. Augustine. We were obviously aware already for many years of the great love, devotion, if you will, of Joseph Ratzinger, at that time cardinal and theologian, and today Pope Benedict, has for St. Augustine. Our invitation was extended because the Order of St. Augustine was celebrating 750 years of the second moment of our juridical foundation from the 1200s. What had intentionally been envisioned as perhaps a private visit, that from our point of view, grew into the Pope's desire to make a pastoral visit to two dioceses. The celebration includes a couple of different visits to a hospital, a large public celebration of the Eucharist in the city of Pavia, a visit to the university, and then he will come to the church of San Pietro in Celdoro, which is the church that we serve, the Augustinians in Pavia, and where you find the Ark of St. Augustine, as it's called, or the Tomb of St. Augustine.
The Holy Father's visit brings the 3 years of celebrations of the 1,650th anniversary of St. Augustine's birth, the 7th centenary of the death of St. Nicholas Tolentino, and the 750th anniversary of the Great Union of the Augustinian Order to a close. I'm Chris Altieri.